Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. This week's topic is self-importance. And this topic came to me after I was spending some time on a flight from New York to Palm Beach last Friday, and I had the benefit of sitting next to a gentleman who was really a great guy. Successful business owner. His name is Steve. And I knew from the moment I got on the plane, he was a great guy. And it just had to do with the interaction he was having with the flight attendant, really how he treated her. And after the flight got going, we had a discussion about just the treatment of other people, and specifically those people that some people would consider maybe beneath them. And then he went on to tell me about his business and essentially suggested that he has tremendous loyalty from his employees. And through that conversation, I realized that the reason he has the loyalty is because of the respect that he has for the people that work for him. He treats them well, he makes time for them, and in life, it appears that he applies that same philosophy to everyone he encounters. And that what was so interesting. And then from there, he got me thinking about this whole concept of social hierarchy and why it really exists. And the question really is, you know, why is it, or what basis do we as human beings have to be at different levels? And so the question becomes, if you're worth millions of dollars, are you more important than that homeless person that you're walking by on the street? And so this is really a philosophical discussion, but, you know, the question then also becomes is, okay, maybe it's not the homeless person. Maybe it's the cab driver or the cashier or the landscaper. But do you see yourself above those people? And do you treat them that way? That's really the question. And I would argue that it comes down to not better, but maybe more fortunate. And tomorrow we're going to get into this whole concept of better versus fortunate. So I want you to think about that. But for today, I'd like you to think about your interactions. Think about the people that you come across either at home, at work, when you're out shopping. Whatever it is that you're doing each day, I want you to think about all these people that you're coming in contact with. And I want you to ask yourself, do I put these people on the same level I'm on? Do I put them on a different level than I'm on? Do I treat them with as much respect as I could? Or am I just keeping to myself, looking at my iPhone as I'm going through the line at the supermarket and paying absolutely no attention to the person that's checking me out? So really think about that and think about how you treat people, and maybe even, what is it that you could improve upon in that capacity if you think you can? If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator on a daily basis, I would simply ask that you subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desired goals. And I just ask for that opportunity. I would love to be that person for you. And all you have to do is come here once a day. It's that simple, and it's only a few minutes. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow when we get into a deeper discussion on the concept of better versus fortunate. But for today, I just want you to think about this whole idea of social hierarchy. Think about where you fit, assuming you believe in the whole structure. And also think about how you're treating the people around you. Are you treating these people the way you would want someone to treat you or one of your close family members?